Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. This is our new daily ritual. You and me, people who are passionate, who have this love for bodybuilding, training, fitness, health, and most importantly, developing a better overall quality of life through our own mindset, our own personal development. So how are you doing this morning? You know, yesterday I talked about connecting with this competitive bodybuilder who's been around a long time. He's done a lot of shows for a lot of years. And, you know, I was talking to him because he recently did a bodybuilding contest. And this guy has just awesome genetics, awesome shape. And he did very poorly in a bodybuilding contest that he did this past weekend. And I was just saying, hey, there's just no way a guy with this kind of talent, with this kind of ability, potential, should be doing this poorly, especially training as long as he has, and especially tasting success. He's won overall contest, tough contest, looking great. And so I reached out to him, I connected him, asked him what was going on, you know, really offering my help. I can think back, I made my best progress, my best contest showings, usually immediately after suffering some real deep pain of disappointment, letting myself down, losing my focus, not working hard or having the same type of high standards that I had maybe in a previous year. And, you know, I never really did poorly in a contest. But there's a big difference between first place looking amazing, just bringing the house down with the show, and coming in second or third place in your class. It may not seem like a big difference, but and it may not seem like a drop in your standards or focus on a day-to-day basis, but every little bit adds up, and over time, it makes a difference in the physique. So I reached out to him because I think, wow, this guy's a prime person that he must be feeling. With all of his success in the past, he must be feeling pain. This would be a great time to get him to you know, help him out and turn things around. One thing that, you know, as I was feeling him out, talking to him, I was, you know, he knew everything about my career. And he said, Skip, you know, I don't know exactly what it is you did or how you lined up your life, or I know that you weren't married or have those responsibilities and you didn't have a regular job. Look, I've got a job and I've got a couple kids. My situation wasn't the same as yours when you were competing, and that affects my focus. And he did appreciate the fact that, you know, it wasn't that situation just bestowed itself on me. I went out and made it happen with the risk, taking chances, and, you know, suffering the downside of focusing so much on my bodybuilding career, along with the benefits. And, you know, he appreciated that. He understood that. And he said he has this fear of totally going for it. And, you know, I want to talk about that. One, it was nice that he could see what the difference is. Many people, when they see somebody who becomes successful at what they do, far above the rest, where they become known around the world for what they do, especially in this bodybuilding and training industry, they don't understand that that person may do a lot of things every single day that you may not want to do, as far as discipline, as far as focus, about sacrifice, that maybe you can't even conceive. And you may think that your life is kind of the same as theirs, but it's those little things every single day. You stack those over months, over years, it makes a tremendous difference. So it was nice that he could recognize that and that he was honest with himself that he didn't want to make that type of sacrifice. I can totally respect that, and I can totally appreciate that, especially at this phase in my life. And that's really what I want to talk about. As you know, I've progressed, you know, not just with, you know, bodybuilding and understanding, really understanding me and understanding what it takes for me to be happy in life. I can now look back at all the emotional situations up and down and all around that I've gone through I don't look back on my life, and I don't know how many people naturally do. I don't use words like depressed. I don't look at my life, oh, I had all these dark times. I mean, I just rolled with it, and I just kept on going. I guess if I look back and I really wanted to quantify it, I had some down times. You know, again, even as those words come out of my mouth, it's like I want to qualify it. I want to say, well, you know, I never was down in the dumps with drug problems or homeless or anything like that. To me, they just weren't that bad. Okay, so I don't want to give you that impression, but everybody has down times and it's just relative to them. You know, if something makes me sad on a scale, like I'm scale from 1 to 10, I'm feeling a 3, and it's because, I don't know, I stubbed my toe. It doesn't matter. For me, it's a 3. Now, to somebody else, you know, their dog that they've had for the last 15 years died, and that really has them down. That may have them feel a 3. And obviously, I'm using two light examples there because there can be a lot worse things in life. But it doesn't matter. If someone feels a 3, they feel a 3. So it's all relative. And as I look back, you know, I can now see why I wanted to put that much focus into bodybuilding and training, right? What it did for me and my identity and my mindset in ways that I did not realize, you know, at the time. And that's what made me great, okay? That's what I want to tell you. At the same time, you know, here I am right now, married, family, business, Mass Machine Nutrition, my other businesses. It's like if you were to look at my goals in life, right, my dream life, these things that I am doing right now, I've always had them on my dream life, my goal list. But it wasn't until, you know, fairly recently since I stopped competing and putting as much focus into bodybuilding and training that I really started working on them, putting those dreams or those plans into action and not just having them on some goal list. All right. I think that in a way I'm getting a relatively late start on the great things in life, and I'm still working on even getting them right at this stage, you know, of my life. And, you know, bodybuilding, for everything that was great about it and everything I accomplished and everything I totally appreciate, that's why you're connecting with me today. This is why you're even listening to me, because of my accomplishments as a bodybuilder. So I don't want to take away from the great things that it's provided me in my life. And it's a stepping stone. Mass Machine Nutrition is built on the reputation, the image as I built as a bodybuilder. So let me just make that perfectly clear, because a lot of you guys are going, what's this guy complaining about bodybuilding and training? Look what it's given him. Look at how it's set him up. I understand that. I appreciate that. Look at all his muscle, right? Look at all these great photos. Man, I'd kill to have that. That's living life. You know, what's he complaining about? He's achieved things that a lot of people that I would kill to do, right? I understand that. What I'm trying to share with you my experiences, because, you know, everybody goes for in life what they believe will make them happy. Sometimes you go for things and maybe that doesn't make you happy, or maybe what you wanted was something else. It just manifests itself in a different way. And then let me explain what that means. For me, you know, getting into the bodybuilding lifestyle and being able to dedicate myself to it, it was like everything aligning in the right place for me. And I'm not just talking about genetics or gym or training or sponsorships with supplement companies or however. I'm talking about for my mindset. And going back to the gentleman I talked about who was afraid to totally go for it with his family, his job, and all of his responsibilities, why I was able to just put that aside and just go for it is what I was searching for in my life, what I was running from in my life. Even though I had all the things that I'm really working towards now on my dream life, my dream board, my plans, I was getting a short-term fix from everything I got from bodybuilding. You know, the structure, the purpose, waking up in the morning with something to do. It's all planned out for you. I'm going to eat every couple hours. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. I've got a show that's in 6 months. I have to do this. My weight has to be at this. Track, monitor, weight, sets, reps. Everything, all that gap time in your life, you know, when your mind is idle and you, that's where you have to really think about your life and be happy. All that gets filled up when you live the bodybuilding and training lifestyle. All right, your goal or things, you know, and like I've mentioned many times on my podcast, you get rewarded for being that bodybuilder, that fitness person that who's dedicated to lifestyle, because many people don't want to or they can't get on that type of structure and discipline, and they admire that, right? They admire you for it. So here you are doing your thing. You're feeling good. You're getting rewarded. Why would you not continue to do this, right? So I understand the attraction. I understand why I was attracted to it. What I am understanding now, and I just see this over and over again, is that many of us use bodybuilding as a way for short-term, you know, happiness and fulfillment. Sometimes we are, many times, we're avoiding some challenges that we had in life, either growing up or relationships. Look, I could just tell you, when I've been in a gym, like, I don't know, once or twice a day, every single day for 25 years almost, right? I can just look around and I can just tell you which women just broke up. They just got divorced. They just broke for the relationship. There's a certain body language, a certain approach. And that's what happens a lot of times. Think about what attracted you to the bodybuilding and training lifestyle. For many of us, then we're escaping some sort of pain to some degree. All right. Maybe nothing catastrophic happened in our life. And we grabbed onto it. We found this structure, that buzzing in our heads. Am I good enough? What's going to happen for my life? What's going on? Am I happy? Whatever that buzzing is for you, all your time got filled up with this structured bodybuilding and training lifestyle. And there was a certain peace that came with it. All right? Can you relate to that? All right? Now, coming over to this other side and breaking through, making my man formation, I have a lot of years of seeing a lot of people, and I can really understand all of that. But if I can be your coach, your big brother, your friend, someone who has maybe a lot more perspective, who has built all that muscle that you want, or lost that fat, or won that trophy, or he went for his dreams in bodybuilding, fitness, all those things that you have a lot of work ahead of you, and you want, and you believe will make you happy, and I'm sure it will make you happy, I have to. It's just like my mission, because it keeps on, at this stage in my life, and everybody I come in contact with through social media, my coaching, everywhere I go, it keeps on hitting me squarely in the face, the downside of committing ourselves to this bodybuilding and training lifestyle. And this isn't just what I lived, right? So there is a positive side, but there's some things that you need to understand why you are going into this head first. I can tell you so many things are very typical for those people who really get committed to the bodybuilding and training lifestyle. All right. One thing is that they somehow, somewhere in their life, they've given up on really depending on people to help them with this mission in life. They lost a certain amount of trust that people will come through the way they said. And many of you don't really understand that you have these type of trust issues with depending on people, and events will turn out the way that you expect, assuming that they will. You don't understand that. You just consider that to be smart and what? I'm just being a realist. But you are really negative, expecting the worst of everybody in every situation. And it may just seem so normal to you, you have no idea what I'm talking about. So just put that in your pipe and smoke it. If you're getting all hair stand up in the back of your neck because you don't like what I'm saying, that's a good thing. That means that there may be something here that can help you. It just may take, you know, a couple months or a couple years before you can understand what I have to say. If it doesn't apply to you, this will just go in one ear and out the other. You just have to remember, I am just trying to help you. I'm trying to help you build muscle, lose body fat, have that discipline, be happy the way you think bodybuilding and training and fitness will, all that happiness will get for you, and a lot more, the overall quality of life. Bodybuilding, I don't want it to get in the way. I really think that with all the things that I accomplished with bodybuilding training, in a way, what it did, it just put my emotional growth and me working towards my overall life plans into a holding pattern. It didn't set me back, but you know, all those, the 15 years, let's say, of focused, dedicated, competing, wanted more than anything, like the gentleman who didn't do so well in this contest said, that he recognized being a bodybuilder, that I was willing to do. Those 15 years, in a lot of ways, stunted my emotional growth, my overall life growth. But in the moment, it felt great. It met my needs. You guys rewarded me. All right. So it was like a short-term solution for whatever was going on, you know, in my head. Right. So here are the things that giving up on people, as far as trusting that people will do what they say. And look, one thing I want to address about that is that everyone has had somebody in their life who let them down. Now, the challenge is when that happens earlier in your life, when, you know, whether it's a mother or a father leaves, mother dies, or these type of situations, it can really rock a child's sense of trust that people will be there. And that type of trauma is a very subconscious thing. It's like, remember I told you the story about when I was robbed at gunpoint twice when I was 19? Obviously, a very unusual set of events. But when it happens to you, I guess intellectually, you know, it doesn't happen to everybody. But you learn how to just deal with it, you know, and you just move on. But there's no denying the fact that that has an effect on your psyche. You know, you stack that with something like me. You know, my dad, my biological father, you know, I just met him, 5 or 6 years ago. After, you know, for whatever reason, till about, I don't know, about 10 years, you know, my brother and I, you know, he just went off. You know, my mother had remarried, you know, and just gone. No goodbye. You know, I don't even remember the circumstances back then. You know, no goodbye, no nothing. Had a stepfather, you know, who my mother's been, you know, married to for many, many years now. Great guy. But, you know, when you're a boy, it's like, oh, my dad, you kind of fantasize that, oh, whatever life's challenges you're going through, it would be so much better if my dad was here, my dad. You know, and whether that's truth or reality, that was my reality as a kid. Just think you're growing up that way. You know, where you have no idea where he is, you know. I remember when I was like 17, I just had enough. I asked my mom, where's my dad? You know, and she said, oh, you want to meet him? And I'm going, like, what boy wouldn't want to be connected with his dad? And she gave me this address where he lived. And this is, like I said, when I was like 17 years old. And he just lived like 5 minutes away. But, you know, there was kind of this hush-hush thing in our family. My brother and I, my parents just never talked about it. You know, he wasn't around. And so I went over to this place where he lived. I had this address, knocked on the door. No one was there, right? And, you know, so I went to the neighbors. And they go, oh, are you looking for? He goes, oh, he moved to Florida with his family. And I said, oh, he's got a family? The person said, yeah, right? Anyway, I pretty much gave up on, you know, trying to find him, trying to connect with him, whatever, that time. Went on with whatever 17-year-old life challenges. Again, he wasn't around for at least 7 or 8 years before that, I had learned to live life, you know, without this guy, right? Anyway, fast forward to, like I said, about 5 years ago when I was on the motivational speaking tour. I was in Florida. Anyway, I was kind of determined. And at that time, my mom kind of read a muscle magazine article where, you know, I had talked about the situation a little bit. And so she kind of facilitated. Anyway, so I was in Florida, Orlando, Florida. And so I went and found him, right? An interesting story. Someone gave me an address, and I knocked on the door. Now I'm in Orlando, Florida now, many, many years later, right? What's that, 30 years later or whatever. And so I knock on the door, and nobody was there. I went to the neighbor's house. Now, this is the other side of the country, right? I knock on the door, the neighbor's door, and he goes, oh, he moved. He moved with his family, but it was just to the other side of town or whatever. Anyway, I was really determined. I went over there. And anyway, yeah. So, and I did meet him, you know, had a talk. Haven't talked to him since. That was like about 5 years ago. I do have a, you know, kind of a Facebook relationship with my half sister. I don't know if you can see my Facebook friends, but you could definitely tell I am related to my sister. Right. So, you know, somewhat of a Facebook relationship, never really talked to this brother that I have, but, you know, just went on with life and everything. And so that was an interesting, you know, situation. And it's these type of things that you grow up thinking. It doesn't matter. I could probably tell you other situations in my life that they create these thoughts of not trusting in people. We all have had them. It's just how you what they mean to you, right? That's one thing, right? Maybe you can kind of relate to that. The other thing I was just going to tell you about that situation is, you know, you've let people down. Just think about the girl who was really into you, right? And, you know, you were really into her for a while, and then it just didn't seem to work out for you. What do you think that does to her? Or when you're not late, or you quit on a job, or you promise somebody something, you know, you've got all these reasons to do it. What I'm saying to you is we all let each other down. That's just the human condition, right? The thing is, you just have to be a strong enough person that you understand that, and you just move on, you know, without it affecting all your decisions, trusting other people in the future. Anyway, so as you can see, I'm really passionate. I'll probably have many, many podcast diving into this issue a lot more, because I think we all share this commonality, those of us who dive into this bodybuilding and fitness lifestyle. Another thing is not depending on other people, actually loving the bodybuilding lifestyle, because we can be happy, or a person believes they can be happy without depending on other people, without people letting them down. Right. And I talked about all that other structure. But, you know, again, the point that I just want to say is that you have to understand this, is that whatever is challenging in you in your life, whatever these emotions, these feelings that your bodybuilding is, that structured lifestyle, that disciplined lifestyle, that taking up all your time, you know, distracting you from the buzzing sound that's going on in your head, right? All of that has to be addressed eventually if you're ever going to have the overall quality of life that you want. You don't want to go 15 years with this Band-Aid. I can't tell you how many people in this fitness industry, just look around. Look at some of the top female fitness stars. All right. You ever notice how they're pushing 40, never been married, no kids? Now, I don't know any of them in their situations, but I don't know them. All right. So, but it's just it's common amongst some of the top ones. I wonder if they grew up when they were 12-year-old girls saying that, you know, I'm not going to have kids my entire life. All right, where does that come from? Again, what did bodybuilding and fitness do? Whatever those issues are, you're going to have to eventually deal with them. Bodybuilding is a nice place to regroup, to gain some confidence, but you're going to have to address all those other issues that brought you here, that, you know, where you get this satisfaction. So, yeah, and there's a lot of, like I said, a lot of common traits that I see why people, you know, come here. You know, one thing that's going around on the internet a lot is about eating disorders, coaches and diets and eating disorders. And I'll tell you this, in all my years, now I have dealt primarily with men, right? Probably 99% men. And, you know, eating disorders, although they do occur in men, they think it's only about 10 or 15%. So this wasn't really, the eating disorder thing really wasn't in my consciousness. I didn't have an eating disorder. Nobody that I know who I helped or talked to, eating disorders weren't their problem, right? But with this eating disorder, I just want to say, look, I'm not a psychologist, but you need to understand is that, you know, eating disorders aren't about food, right? They're not about food. They're just like this bodybuilding training. It's a way to control emotions. It's a sense of control or the feeling of lack of control. And again, you know, just look up eating disorders on the internet. You'll see that there's a lot of psychological issues like traumas, like sexual abuse, even some genetic factors that are associated with eating disorders, even though they're not 100% sure where they come from. Meaning that whatever leads to this eating disorder was probably going on when they're 8 years old, a teenage girl, especially like I said in the girls. It seems like it's very, very common in the bikini, figure and fitness world. And again, this is just, it's been new for me. I've always been interested in human emotions and conditions. I've told you my story, that fascination that I've always had. And so now when I see all this, I'm very quite interested the way that I look at it. It's not from a training and eating perspective. And, you know, you see all these coaches on Facebook and whatever talking about, oh, these coaches gave this girl an eating disorder. Trust me, okay? Like I said, I'm not a psychologist. Bodybuilding and training and bikini and figure, that is the safe place. That is the holy grail. That is the hangout. That is the attraction for people who have a propensity to have eating disorders or already had an eating disorder. I can tell you, any fitness figure competitor who talks about having an eating disorder now, if you were to talk to them and if they were to be honest, if they were to be self-aware, they had eating disorders or traumas or abuse when they were younger. And then they just found this place of figure, bikini, and whatever, competing, where now they can be rewarded or work towards a goal, a daily thing, and it's so they can live out their eating disorder, their attention deficit disorders, and they can come here and it can be rewarded instead of shamed. You know, really think about it. You know, so to blame a diet, you know, to blame a diet on creating an eating disorder, you know, in an adult, look, like I said, I'm not a psychologist, and I love to see the scientific evidence for that, where a 25-year adult with a healthy mental history, no traumas in life, that a diet of too little food or too much carbs or not enough carbs or whatever gave them an eating disorder. An eating disorder is not about eating. Okay, and, you know, I'm very shocked in a lot of ways that there are some science-minded coaches and role models and experts in our industry who they're science when it comes to training and nutrition, yet when it comes to psychology, they're making these gigantic leaps of food intake creating an eating disorder as an adult. They're just throwing that around really kind of to prove their point about coaching. It just shows I'm science when it comes to this, yet I'm going to just throw out such an important thing, the science of the mind. I'm going to be so casual about it, all right? So Like I said, this keeps on getting thrown in my face. I have, one client that I'm, she's going through a lot of these things, a history of these type of challenges. I was at my daughter's pediatrician, my baby daughter's pediatrician, and there was a bikini competitor's picture, signed autograph. Someone I don't know. She looked really young, like not even 20 years old. And so I was just happened to be in the lobby, and I asked the receptionist, so is this someone that the doctor had ever since she was a little baby? And she just said, no, the doctor helped her with some, eating issues that she had. And I'm just thinking, bodybuilding, fitness, figure is the worst place for you to go if you have an eating disorder. It's just a great hideout that you get rewarded for executing your eating disorder. Anyway, again, this lifestyle, it's great, it's helpful, but one thing, again, from my perspective where I want to help you is that if you want that great overall quality of life, more than just muscles, right? More than just getting this lifestyle and being disciplined, you're going to have to think about the things that brought you here that make you great at it, right? If you are great at it. And again, if you want that over, if you just want to stop there at muscles, hey, have at it, If you want to start becoming more aware of some of these other things that you're going to have to work through, I don't want you to go through a 15-year hiatus from emotional growth and life growth like I did, even if you were to win trophies. Now, again, my goal is to help you win those trophies, have that body that you want, and add to the overall quality of your life in the ways that I'm talking about. All right. So, hey, I want to hear your comments about this. Did this resonate with you? Can you understand what I'm talking about? Would you welcome my perspective to help you have it all, have that great body, and continue working towards that overall quality of life? Let me know. I've got a lot more to share about this. As you can tell, I didn't even get going. I've got so much to say on this subject, and I'll be glad to share, my situation, what got me into the addiction, the obsession of bodybuilding and training, and what it took me to get out of it, and to, even maybe it's better later than never, where I'm at this point of my life of happiness and connection and trust, and finally working towards those life goals, those overall quality of life goals that I've had on my list for a long time. Now, again, I could just sit back and make you guys think that, I'm just Mr. Champion Bodybuilder, does these podcasts, has a supplement company. I can give you that illusion, right? But, I really think through my pain, through my suffering, through my manformation, I can really help you out a lot more. Have you have that muscle, but have the overall quality of life. You just let me know if this is something that you can relate to. I appreciate your comments, your emails. I appreciate you supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. I can't tell you how much I support that. Also, supporting my information products. You're looking for the information that you need. Many of you have invested in my Results University, something I guarantee if you want to get from point A to point B in a level of understanding so you can execute this, invest in my Results University package. Like I said, I stand behind my work. It'll be the best investment that you make. Thank you for retweeting, sharing, liking everything. Like my Facebook page, like my blog post, like my motivational. Because again, I'm asking you to do that like and share and comment because it gets viral. And if this is helping you, it will help more and more people just like you who are in your circles. They see this like, hey, what's this all about? That's a cool picture, Morning Connection. What's that all about? It's already happening, and I really appreciate what you're doing. So keep on keeping on. The reason why this podcast is growing and all of my message that I've earned through not just success but a lot of pain, as you can see, it's helping out a lot of people, and you're indirectly helping out a lot of people by sharing, retweeting, liking, and commenting. Hey, have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow morning.